are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Man, I really feel sorry for this kid. You saw that news anchor, I think out of North Dakota, right? It was his first day on the job to be a news anchor. And I guess he started swearing. He didn't realize he was on air, but his first two words on air as his, first job as a TV anchor was the F word and the S word. Apparently right before he was starting, you get a little nervous. You get a little nervous right before you go on air. I mean, I remember 4 years ago, right before I was, just like, oh my gosh, you got to just not think about it. Now, as you can see, I just talk and, talk, no big whoop. But he was nervous. And so as he's getting his papers together, he says those two words, but they were already on air. And his co-anchor introduces herself and then introduces him. He realizes he was on air. And then he kind of just kind of fumbles around and introduces himself. And you could almost see him start to sweat, and poor guy. So apparently he was on administrative leave, and unfortunately KFYR-TV did fire him. It's a shame, too, because he's a cute kid. And, from what I understand, he has kept a sense of humor. He now says he is a free agent. I don't know. Who's going to hire him? I mean, here's the thing. The station had to fire him. I mean, they had to because, again, he cussed on air. But I don't think this guy's career is over. All right. I think people, especially in this business, realize how nervous you are. Yes, you got to get over your nerves. You got to make sure it doesn't happen again. And most likely this will never happen again. I mean, sometimes your biggest mistakes, the people who make sometimes the biggest mistakes are the ones who I think could sometimes be the safer person. Some of you will say, how do I find a website of what doctors got sued for? And I think that's important to know, what doctors got sued for, etc. All right, because I want to know if my doctor made any mistakes. Now, my concern about that is, for number one, everybody makes mistakes. And sometimes you make a mistake, you almost bend over backwards making sure that doesn't happen anymore. One thing I kind of know, it's funny, when I have a patient that says they see Dr. So-and-so, a specialist, and he no matter what orders this, or he never prescribes this drug, etc., the first thing I think of is he had a colleague or he himself had a bad experience with it. Right? Because now what they're doing is they're overcompensating. Okay? When I used to give Toradol all the time in the ER, and one of my colleagues said, oh, he never gives Toradol. I go, why not? Because he said, because he had a colleague where after he gave Toradol, it put the patient into renal failure. So he doesn't prescribe it anymore. And I was like, oh, I didn't, And so sometimes, mistakes have to happen to make us as good as we are. I always like to look at the mistakes that other people make, not because I want to make fun of them and not because I want to feel better about myself, but I want to make sure I don't make the same mistake. I give talks all the time to doctors, Nevada Academy of Family Physicians. They invite me to talk each year, and I tell them some of the mistakes our colleagues are making, and I've been very upfront with, my mistakes that I've made. And luckily none of the mistakes really caused patient harm. None of them ever went into a lawsuit. They were things that luckily I caught going, oh, wow, I didn't think about that. For example, the first people that prescribed Viagra and people died. I mean, and then when we realized, well, it's because, if you're taking a nitrate, you can't take it. Sometimes those mistakes have to happen. So I think this kid, this anchor, is going to do fine. It's just, he doesn't look like he handles stress very well. I mean, he really looked nervous. But I can't blame him, because I remember how nervous I was when I first went on air. Maybe I need a little bit of those nerves back, because sometimes I think I'm just too comfortable. I don't even stop for the breaks. I've also talked even during the breaks. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I think one day we were talking about performance anxiety and stress anxiety and job anxiety. That is probably one of the worst things. being prepared to give a report at work or a presentation, a pitch at work, being prepared to go on air, being, you know, prepared to go into a surgery, but having somebody watch you. You know, I think performance anxiety has to be, treated kind of similarly to what I had with boot camp. I mean, I was very nervous the very first time I held a scalpel. And, of course, you don't get to hold a scalpel without you having all your superiors surrounding you, yelling at you, cussing at you. But, I mean, after a few years of that, you get over it. I mean, there's really nothing anybody could say to make me kind of waver or flinch. I am so used to being heckled and yelled at and screamed and insulted and grabbed in the butt and that it really doesn't faze me. You know, and just like your military, you know, many of them do not have performance anxiety. Many of them, from what I understand, they don't go out there on the battlefield and then freeze going, oh my gosh. They are so well trained. And that's what you need to do. For any of you guys that notice, oh my gosh, I can't get up there and make the marketing pitch. I can't speak well. Well, I mean, you need to go through these training sessions. Now, I don't know how many of those boot camps are out there, you know, where you're speaking in front of people and then they're heckling you, etc. But those things need to exist. And, you know, I'm going to be doing something similar for my sons. When they have the SATs later or their AP tests, et cetera, you know, right now I think my boys are kind of kit and gloved at school. You know, they have plenty of time to take the test. They are doing the time test like we had to, I noticed. Remember, we'd have a time test and the teacher would be like, 1 minute left, 30 seconds left, 15 seconds left, and you're like, shut up. And you'd see people in your class freak out, you know, go, oh my God, I can't handle this. And I'm like, ah, you know, no big thing. I'm going to kind of do that with my kids. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be giving them some tests, right? You know, as they prepare for high school and stuff. And I'm going to be like, do it, you know, screaming at them and, you know, seeing how they do it. Just kind of do a boot camp. I mean, like, I don't know how my kids would react to that, but I yell at them all the time. But, if any of you know of any of those types of training, types of boot camps, I think it's important because I see so many of you guys just blow it like this anchor did. He blew his first day on air because he wasn't prepared. He didn't know the camera was going to be on. He didn't get his nerves down. A lot of you guys blow it in your perspective careers. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Fix Your Radios, guys. Fix Your Radios. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about getting nerves and getting a little nervous. Well, I think a lot of us are getting nervous by this bill that the Senate is now going to debate on internet sales tax that would now start to raise the cost of online shopping. Although this has been reported through a bunch of venues, I'm taking my information here from Daily Mail. They say states could force internet retailers to collect sales taxes under a bill that overwhelmingly passed a test vote in the Senate yesterday. Under current law, states can only require stores to collect sales taxes if the store has a physical presence in the state. As a result, many online sales are tax-free, giving internet retailers a big advantage, obviously, over these other stores. You know how, you know, you'll buy something and they'll be like, you know, no tax unless you live in Pennsylvania or unless you live in California, et cetera. Yeah, you know, if there's a physical presence or their network or their headquarters is in that state, then those people from that state have to pay the tax. Yet the rest of us have been enjoying you know, tax-free shopping a lot of times. I'm not noticing it, though. I don't think I'm noticing it as much as other people have. I mean, I don't know if it's, you know, whenever I buy, like, well, maybe it's because, like, Harry and David. You know, I'll buy, you know, I'll put in an order for Harry and David, and, of course, there's always tax. And tax is almost equal to shipping. And I'm like, damn, that's a lot of money. But because, again, Harry and David have a presence in most states. All right? Now, the bill, let me see, the bill would allow states to require online retailers to collect state and local tax, local sales taxes for purchases made over the internet. The sales taxes could be sent to the states where shoppers live. So then I guess the money gets shipped. I guess if you own, that's interesting. I guess then if you own a business, you would probably have to make sure that you file taxes accordingly. So then you send out, what, 50 or 51, including Puerto Rico, 1099s? I'm not sure how you would do that. Probably not 1099. The Senate voted 74-20 to begin debating the bill. If that level of support continues, they say the Senate could pass the bill as early as this week. Now, of course, opponents, all right, like me, is looking at this is, okay, we are trying to get out of this recession. And one thing patients have realized, or patients, one thing people have realized they could do is they could go online. And if they could go online, they could get something for cheaper, maybe buy a little more. And so online sales have probably been one of the only markers of our recession that has looked kind of recession-proof. Okay, because people have been going online and they have been buying, especially Christmas time. So now opponents say this is going to impose complicated regulations on retailers and there's not enough protections for small businesses. Businesses, they say, though, with less than $1 million a year in online sales would be exempt. So then what's probably going to have to happen is for those of us that can't stand spending the extra 20, 30 bucks in tax per purchase, we probably would need somebody to, you know, come up with a list. What's probably going to happen is the list of people that don't have sales tax, they're going to now just be fighting for business. That's going to be, I don't think, though, you're allowed to advertise it. All right. So I guess in many states, shoppers are required to pay unpaid sales tax when they file their state income tax returns. However, states complain that few people comply. You know, how I look at it is I want anything that's going to spur buying, spur demand, spur any sort of economic growth. And I understand that, you know, states are cash strapped. I get that. You know, but I mean, look at what happened to the post office. The post office started to hurt because of the internet and because of email. So what did they do? They raised the price of postage and they keep raising it. Now what are we at? 42 cents or 47 cents a stamp? I don't even know. We're almost at 50 cents just to mail one letter. And so did that help the situation? Did that increase the post office's, you know, financial structure? No, it didn't. They're still in trouble, if not even worse. Raising prices, which is what we learned back in kindergarten, hurts purchasing. It does, because people will purchase less. I understand the states want money, but don't you think it makes more sense to have the business do well and pay you your taxes on the back end rather than forcing the consumer to pay on the front end? I think they're really going about it wrong. All right. I mean, online shopping, internet purchases. I mean, internet shopping is what allowed the small business owner to compete against big chains. For decades, we've had a hell of a time. A couple boutique shops here and there maybe were successful, but for the most part, it's been Kmart, and it was Gemco, and it was Macy's and Walmart and Target now. And, you know, I mean, these big companies have been able to, because of their big purchasing power, monopolize a lot of the market until the internet came. And small business people could look like their store is huge on the internet. You know, I mean, now they're able to compete with the big guy. They're able to, you know, have lower prices, et cetera. I can't tell you how many times I find a product, I like it. Once I get through to checkout and I see the tax plus the shipping, I'm like, oh, hell no. And then I go and I find somebody else that offers free shipping, et cetera. Adding the additional tax, it's really going to hurt. I mean, I feel bad. Harry and David, I think, is phenomenal. I love Harry and David. I love giving the fruit baskets and the month fruit of the month club, but between the tax and their prices, I just couldn't do it this year, and I feel bad because a lot of people that got their baskets and were getting their baskets throughout the year, it was too much, and I think it was the tax that put it over. I know some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're blowing all this out of proportion. Honestly, it was. You know, you see a product, you're calculating, like, all right, $181. I could do this present that's going to handle, let's say, 6 months worth of, you know, goodie boxes going to the business. I could do this for under $200. So you click, you know, yes, I'll you know, buy the $181 purchase or whatever it was. And then you notice after tax and shipping, you're already at $225. And you're like, oh, no, I can't do this. And now you go down to the cheaper level because you're trying to get it under a certain amount. And it hurts a business. It does. You know, when you raise taxes, it hurts the economy. Okay? Now, from what I understand, Amazon.com has long supported, they say, a simplified national approach that is even-handedly applied and applicable to all but the smallest volume sellers. This is according to Paul Meissner, Amazon's Vice President of Global Public Policy. Really? And the National Retail Federation supports this tax. eBay, on the other hand, no. eBay has been rallying customers to oppose the bill. They say, I hope you would agree that imposing unnecessary tax burdens on small online businesses is a bad idea, EBA President and CEO John Donahue said in a letter to customers. Join us in letting our members of Congress know they should protect small online businesses. I guess this is something that I think, this may not, you know, seem that big to you, but to me it is, because I am seeing some of my patients, I'm seeing a lot of people overall getting their financial respite by doing online sales, being able to now compete online. And this is just going to shoot these guys in the foot. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It just really ticks me off that we have non-experts in these fields making these decisions. I understand why this is going to, and it's going to happen, people. And the reason why there's so much support for this is, mind you, let's say the state of Nevada, for example, needs more tax dollars. If any of the representatives or the governor or anybody suggests, assemblymen, state legislatures recommend increasing tax, all right, raising taxes, they'll not get voted in. All right, they'll not get reelected. Yet, if you have a system such that out-of-state people are giving money to your state, right, then you could get reelected because you technically didn't raise taxes. That's why legislators are probably overwhelmingly going to support something like this, because it's a way to get their states more money without them actually raising taxes. Pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we're going to be talking about mushrooms and how mushrooms may actually be a better source of vitamin D than your vitamin D supplements. Oh, my gosh. I know. I hate mushrooms. Then we're going to talk about migraines and how we might have been approaching migraine treatment wrong this whole time. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. D-A-L-I. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's DRDALIAH.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our Cash Garden Report, our Food Shock Report, and our Diatomaceous Earth Report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Also, we have the Dr. Dahlia Show app on iPhone and Android. All right, so they say migraine treatments may be targeting the wrong source of pain. Now, some of you are going to go, ah, when we talk about this. Remember when we talked about migraines and they said the reason why they think we have migraine pain is because of vasodilation, where the blood vessels are expanding in the brain, and that's why some of these migraine medications have caffeine in them, like Excedrin Migraine has caffeine, Furoset has caffeine. And what has been troubling me is many of my patients all these years say the medications with caffeine don't work. And I'm like, don't blame you. I know, because, I mean, when I've had a rip-roaring migraine, a little sip of soda, a sip of coffee, a medication with caffeine wouldn't work. And I'm not saying, you know, that completely blows the whole theory of dilating blood vessels, but it just made me go, huh? All right, well, now they think what it is it's caused by overactive pain signal firing in brain cells, all right? And dealing with these overactive firings, all right, of the pain would then allow us to have a medication that would be successful and effective in treating migraine pain. Now, many of you have asked me, what do the triptans do? Well, the triptans, we don't really know how they work. We thought maybe they work by constricting blood vessels, but I think something else goes on with them. Whenever I take a triptan, my nose feels funny. It works half the time for me when I have a migraine. The other times, Excedrin migraine luckily works. So I've always thought there might have been just something off with this. So co-author of this study, Dr. Masood Ashina, physician at the University of Copenhagen in Denmark, says many people are non-responders to existing drugs, so there is room for improvement. That is why we need the new drugs. Yes, apparently they have received money from pharmaceutical companies. Thank God somebody's studying this stuff, because these migraines hurt. And the findings were published online at Lancet in the April 9th journal, I should say the excerpt. Journal Lancet Neurology, an expert from there. Now, 1 in 10 of us suffer from migraines, women more than men. These headaches could last for days. Sometimes you get an aura associated with it. Sometimes you have difficulty with light and sound. You need everybody to shut the hell up. You need to be in a dark room, you know. And, you know, we talked about headaches. We talked about natural ways to help with pain. Many of you put a cold rag on your head. I've recommended sometimes a very warm, rag, washcloth on the back of your neck. That may actually help headaches as well. And the triptans right now are probably our most valuable group of medications, but it doesn't seem to work for everybody. You have some people that say, all right, this is the one brand. You need to write Frova for me, or Imitrex, or Maxalt, Emerge. I can't take any others. Relpax, just give me this one, and don't even try me on any other. And it's funny, you get kind of scared. You think drug addicts are bad. I mean, when you find a migraine medicine that works, I mean, you don't even want to try anything else, because the problem with a migraine is once you let it go full force, you're screwed. Very hard to take the migraine medicine and have it work. So you need to hit this migraine head on right at the outset. There's an art to treating migraines. And, you know, I've been very, very lucky, you know, because mostly Excedrin migraine can help me. And once my hormones got changed by my doctor, I'm, you know, a lot better. So I don't have the migraines like I used to. But damn, I mean, I used to be so paranoid and scared to death. I wouldn't drink any wine. There is no way, because just a little bit of wine, even if the food was cooked in wine, I would have a headache. It was so scary. Now, in the olden days, they called it brain pain. You know, I got the brain pain like in Waterboy, right? Kathy Bates was like, she's got the brain pain. So basically, they used magnetic resonance angiography to look at blood flow in women's brains. And they looked at 19 women who experienced migraines. And I guess these people were experiencing migraines right then and there. They found that only a few blood vessels inside the brain were modestly dilated. They gave patients a triptan. The pain levels reduced. The triptans constricted the blood vessels outside of the brain, but not inside the brain. Not the ones that were, quote-unquote, mildly dilated during the migraine. So they think that the triptans relieve migraine pain, not by constricting blood vessels, but by another mechanism. Maybe they quieted down the neurons. Okay, now, some of you are like, oh yeah, I don't deal with migraines. Why the hell am I listening to all this? Well, okay, how many of you guys have neuropathic pain? And, you know, nobody has really been able to put their finger on the pulse of how to treat this. Maybe whoever figures out how to treat brain pain, which is neurological, may be able to help you with your neuropathy. Did you ever think about that? So, you know, whenever I bring up a story on the Dr. Dolly Show, it's not to waste your time. It's not because I have nothing better to do. It's because I think there are, there's going to be certain extrapolations that can be done, okay, for a lot of patients. Now, there is a class of medicine called the CGRP antagonist. These are designed to specifically target the chemical signals implicated in migraine pain. These are already being developed. Now, some of you are like, okay, we'll start develop, you know, start looking at neuropathy. Here's the only problem when it comes to neuropathy. They can't go ahead and start jumping into the neuropathy until they get approved for one thing. You see what I mean? Okay, you know, these guys need to get, if they could get approved for migraines first, then maybe they could go and then extrapolate and get tested. But what these companies can't do is start studying a variety of different diseases, and then if they fail on one. I mean, let's say it doesn't seem to help the neuropathy people as much. That could just screw it for the migraine people. So let them do whatever they have to do, but I think this is going to be very, very interesting to see if we'll be able to see a correlation between that and other neurological pain. Pretty cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So vitamin D, very important. A lot of us that are low in vitamin D, they say it could put us at risk for osteoporosis, put us at risk for cancer, help cause us to be at risk for diabetes and depression and cardiovascular disease. Well, researchers from Boston University School of Medicine looked at 30 healthy adult participants who were asked to take vitamin D supplements or D2 mushroom powder. Good, because I couldn't eat mushroom. The participants took either vitamin D2, vitamin D3, or the mushroom powder for 12 weeks. At the end of the study, they found no difference in the amount of vitamin D among the participants. So what does that mean? That means the mushrooms were just as good as the vitamin D. Now, because ingesting mushrooms have usually been exposed to UV light, contain D2, they think that they are a good source of vitamin D, and that can improve the vitamin D healthy status of healthy people. Now, supplements contain mostly D3 and D2. You know, it works. Taking vitamin D supplements work. I think, though, we really need to get our vitamin D from the sun, because I think the sun gives us a lot more than we don't realize. It's just those of us that are fair-skinned, as well as even if you're not fair-skinned, we're so scared to death of melanoma that we don't, you know, we kind of hide from the sun. And actually, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about a disorder that people have because they stay indoors. And I think that's something we're slowly starting to see. This staying indoors syndrome, although it's called something else, I'll talk about it coming back from break, where we just aren't getting any sun. And I think we're going to be afflicted with a lot more depression, weaker bones, weight gain, etc. There's something about going outside, energizing you. I think we're missing the boat on that one. So don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
I'm Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so... Well, there was a lot of stories we talked about today, but I didn't get to this one. This was kind of interesting. There's a woman who eats 2,500 calories in her sleep every night. And apparently she has something called nocturnal sleep-related eating disorder. Leslie Cusack is 55 years old. She binges kind of in like a sleepwalking type of idea here. And she doesn't remember what she has eaten until the next day. She'll chop up foods with a knife. She'll even cook foods. She'll even eat non-foods like Vaseline, cough syrup, etc. She even broke, her teeth. And she's eating 2,500 calories a night. So she's basically gaining about a pound every day. And it's called nocturnal sleep-related eating disorder. So basically, she has to hardly eat anything during the day because she's eating so much at night. She's a mother of three, and from what I understand, she lives in England. I'm not sure how they're going to treat this, except, maybe having her sedated at night. Yes, she is overweight. You see her cooking food. Isn't that crazy to think that you're going to get up in the middle of the night and start handling knives? I mean, if I were her kids, I would flee. Well, she's 55, so they're probably already gone. Apparently, the first reported case of this nocturnal sleep-related eating disorder was back in 1955. Over the next 30 years, only 9 more cases of the behavior was reported in the United States. They think it's like the brain acting out certain wishes that the person had during the day. It usually is a very fattening, high-fat, sugary type of thing. Maybe it's driven by a patient's hypoglycemia. They say during the night feed, according to Mail Online, part of the brain is awake while the rest is asleep. This part is what regulates waking consciousness. So the waking consciousness part is asleep, but the rest of the body can move, right? So you really kind of have no memories of eating the night before. Now, sometimes these people have alcoholism, sleep disorders, etc., drug abuse because they're trying to stay asleep. They used to suffer from night terrors. That's where you don't go officially into REM sleep, but in some of your more superficial areas, cycles of sleep, you get these horrible images that, and you basically kind of wake up screaming. Very poor sleep, fragmented, and pretty scary stuff. I've never had a patient that has that. But, imagine just getting up in the middle of the night, starting to cook. I don't know how you, how you live with somebody who does that because they could start a fire. I would probably just sleep during the day when they're awake and just be up all night guarding the kitchen. That's probably what I would do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we were starting to talk about nature deficit disorder. Okay, Fox News is reporting on this. Okay, apparently, people staying indoors, it could be harming their health. The Nature Conservancy recently teamed up with Women's Health Magazine to poll women about their time spent outside. Results showed that although the vast majority of women knew that being outdoors was good for their health, only 25% go outside and try to relieve stress. Only 40% of women spend time outside at least 1 to 2 days a week. They say nature deficit disorder is a term coined by Richard Louve, author of The Nature Principle, talking about how more and more people are getting disconnected from nature. They think nature deficit disorder is a public health issue. Negative health effects include higher risk of obesity, cancer, heart disease, anxiety, and depression. See, I got to tell you, I agree with him. I mean, I don't know much about his book or how fancy schmancy it is, but I think we have a huge, huge problem that we don't go outside. I wish I could go outside more. I see the sun coming in. My body craves going out into the sun. But just when you're a doctor and you see the melanoma cases, it scares the hell out of you. There's a lady right now who is battling recurrent melanoma, and she's got kids my kids' age. She said she went out into the sun. She exercised a lot. That's what she did. I mean, she wasn't a bad person. She wasn't evil. All she did was go out into the sun. Now, mind you, there's more depression and cancer and overall cancer and depression, diabetes than there are true melanoma cases. But melanoma is so damn deadly that not a lot of us want to take the chance. And I don't know what to do. I really wish science could come up with a way for us to get a healthy amount of sun and protect ourselves from melanoma. I don't really like the whole sunscreen idea. I don't think lathering up with chemicals is the answer. I almost feel like we should get our 5-10 minutes of sun a day and then get out rather than lathering up with the sunscreens, get the real thing. But again, I can't tell you to do that because all it takes is a melanocyte to go rogue And that 5 minutes could still be enough to do it. So it's just something that I'm just not going to rest easy on. I think we're really doing ourselves a disservice being out of the sun. I don't know what the answer is. I wish I did. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, many of you guys remember as a kid getting warts on your hands. Usually boys would get it over, you know, more than girls. Okay, and we used to think that the kids would get it at school and then bring it home. Well, a new study says actually kids are getting them from their family members. Kids who had a family member with warts are more than twice likely to develop warts over 1 year study period than those who didn't have a family member with warts. Children's risk of developing warts increased if they had classmates with warts. In contrast, there was no increased risk among kids who just went to a public swimming pool, used a public shower. Of course not. Warts come from a virus, the human papillomavirus, and you get this virus from skin-to-skin contact or touching an object with you having just the right opening. You know, a lot of us, we like to walk around barefoot, but then we put ourselves at risk for plantar warts underneath the foot. Not very good. So, you know, for those of you in the family, you know, that have warts, keep in mind that that's probably where your kids are getting them. The study was looked at Leiden, conducted at Leiden University Medical Center, Netherlands, looked at 1,000 kids age 4 to 12. Researchers looked for warts on the children's hand and feet, recorded information such as whether any family members or classmates had warts, whether the kids walked barefoot at home, whether they visited public swimming pools, used public showers, played sports barefoot, examined them a year later. 29% of these 1,000 children developed new warts during the year. And, of course, the majority of them had them in the family as opposed to, oh, gosh, I'm losing my voice. So, as you could see, keep in mind, you know, we share a lot in our families. We share sippy cups. We share cups. We share our water bottles. I hate that. I have a nice cold water bottle. I haven't finished drinking it yet. And both my sons are into it. And, you know, we really don't mind because we're all, you know, related and all that. But just kind of keep in mind the whole germ theory still exists even in your household. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess there's people smoke shisha. Now, shisha, there was a study carried out at the University of California, San Francisco, to look at if smoking a shisha, is that also the same as hookah, right? Exposes you to different chemicals. They say people want to know if it is a lesser health risk if they switch from cigarettes to smoking a water pipe on a daily basis. And they found that smoking these shishas, no, not any more safe. And it could still be addictive. They measured levels of toxins in the blood, breath, and urine after smoking. Scientists found that those who smoke shisha expose themselves to high levels of carbon monoxide and benzene. Benzene has been linked to leukemia, carbon monoxide linked to heart and lung problems. Now, shisha is very common in the Middle East and is starting to get more common here in the United States as well as in Europe. And they found that a one-hour shisha session could be as harmful as smoking 100 cigarettes. We'll talk more about this later this week. All right, guys. All right. So, peace, liberty, freedom. You all be safe. Good health. God bless.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
what's next. If you're not prepared, you're not self-reliant. Join us in Texas for the Self-Reliance Expo, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Learn self-reliance skills, including food and water storage, emergency power, beekeeping, canning, and much more. Look, feel, touch, and taste at this family-friendly event. Many guest speakers, longevity information, and Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Saturday. Don't miss the Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Arlington, Texas, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, and bed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.